It's Hard Rain and Slow Trains.
Stick around for the next hour of Bob Dylan and his fellow travelers.
With Dan and Jeff.
It's a hard.
It's a hard. It's a hard. It's a hard rain.
You're listening to KEPWLP 97.3 FM.
Peaceworks Community Radio in Eugene, Oregon, and streaming online at kepw.org.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I can't hear you. Happy birthday, Esther. Happy birthday to you. One more time.
Welcome back to Hard Rain and Slow Trains. Bob Dylan and fellow travelers coming at you this week again from an undisclosed location in the Great North Woods. And this week, it's a rough and rowdy birthday for Mr. Dylan. Happy birthday! Dylan turns 79 this Sunday, and we're going to celebrate it with some rough and rowdy songs this week. Let's get it going with Jimmy Rogers's My Rough and Rowdy Ways.
For years and years I rambled, drank my wines and gambled, but one day I thought I'd settle down. I met a perfect lady, she said she'd be my baby. We built a cottage in the old hometown. Beautiful. But somehow I can't forget my good old rambling days. The railroad trains are calling me always. I may be rough, I may be wild, I may be tough and counted vile, but I can't give up my good old rough and rowdy ways. Sometimes I meet a bounder who knew me when I was around her. He grabs my hand and says, boy, have a drink. We go down to the pool room, get in the gang, and then soon the daylight comes before I've had a wink. But somehow I can't forget my good old rambling days. The railroad trains are calling me always. I may be rough, I may be wild, I may be tough and counted vile, but I can't give up my good old rough and rowdy ways. Deodorly, odorly, deodorly, odorly, deodorly, odorly.
Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman with My Rough and Rowdy Ways. Jimmy Rogers was someone who was always generous with the wealth he made performing and selling records, but he was also a high roller. He loved to show off the great cars, suits, rings he would get from that money that came in from his records that he didn't stop making until he was on his deathbed, wanted to record every last song so that his family would be provided for before he died of TB. in his 30s. Jimmy Rogers. There is a photograph of Jimmy Rogers with the Carter family taken on Main Street in Louisville, Kentucky in 1931, June 10th, 1931, just a year before Jimmy Rogers died. And it features as the gatefold photograph for Bob Dylan's new album, also called Rough and Rowdy Ways. Appears not to have a cover of the Jimmy Rogers tune on it. At least the album is being marketed as having all new original songs. We'll see when the full song list is released. But let's go and revisit one of the songs from that album that will be on it, Murder Most Foul. However, we're going to listen to a remix of it. This one by my friend Ben, who I met over at expectingrain.com. Ben remixed this song, made it something new. It's pretty terrific. Here is Dylan's new classic, Murder Most Foul.
Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again.
'Twas a dark day in Dallas, November 63, the day that will live on in infamy. President Kennedy was a riding high. Good day to be living and a good day to die.
We can help all people to see it.
He led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. He said, wait a minute, boys. You know who I am? Of course we do. We know who you are.
To draw hope from it.
Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car. Shot down like a dog in broad daylight.
And to move irresistibly towards it.
Was a matter of timing, and the timing was right.
And for our part, we do not need to use threats.
The day they blew out the brains of the king, thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. Greatest magic trick ever under the sun. Perfectly executed, skillfully done. Wolfman, oh wolfman, oh wolfman, how? Rub-a-dub-dub. It's a murder most foul.
Nation was founded by men of many nations and backgrounds. This nation was founded by men of many nations and backgrounds. This nation was founded by men of many nations and backgrounds. This nation was founded by men of many nations and backgrounds. This nation was founded by men of many nations.
Tommy, can you hear me? I'm the Ancient Queen. I'm riding it along the back of Lincoln limousine. Riding in the back seat next to my wife. Heading straight on into the afterlife. I'm leaning to the left, got my head in the lap. Oh Lord, I've been led into some kind of a trap. Well, we ask no quarter, no quarter do we give. We're right down the street, from the street where you live. Freedom, oh freedom, freedom of our need. hate to tell you, mister, but only dead men are free. Send me some love, tell me no lie. Throw the gun in the gutter and walk on by.
The fires of frustration and discord are burning in every city.
Air Force One coming in through the gates. Johnson sworn in at 238. Let me know when you decide to throw in the towel. It is what it is. And it's murder most foul. Wolfman Jack, he's speaking in tongues. He's going on and on at the top of his lungs. Play me a song, Mr. Wolfman Jack. Play it for me in my long Cadillac. Play me that only then you die young. To the place Tom Dooley was on. Play, please don't let me be misunderstood. Play it for the first lady, she ain't feeling too good. Play tragedy, play twilight time. Take me back to Tulsa to the scene of the crime. Play another one and another one bites the dust. Play the old rugged cross and in God we trust. Ride the pink horse down that long lonesome road.
We must labor on, not towards a strategy of annihilation, but towards a strategy of peace.
Stand there and wait for his head to explode. Play it for the reverend. Play it for the pastor. Play it for the dog that got no master. Play the numbers, play the odds. Play Crimea River for the Lord of the Gods. Play it happened one night, and one night of sin. There's 12 million souls that are listening in.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
Play marching through Georgia in Dunbarton's drums. Play darkness and death will come when it comes. Play love me or leave me by the great bird town. Play the bloodstained banner, play murder most foul.
For the Wolfman Jack Show for tonight. Be back again tomorrow night. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Gonna suck it to you tomorrow, baby. I love you so much.
I'm so blue.
Bye.
Because nothing, oh, but nothing takes the place of you. Thank you.
se la vedi, dille ciao, salutala dovunque sia. È partita tempo fa, e adesso forse in Tunisia. Dille che non si preoccupi per le cose lasciate qui, e se credi che l'abbia scordata, non dirle che non è così. Abbiamo dovuto dividerci e sbatterci qua e là, ma per quelli che si amano non è certo una novità. E adesso che se n'è andata, adesso che non c'è, è ancora nel mio cuore, è ancora vicino a me. Se mai la incontrerai, dalle un bacio da parte mia. Ho sempre avuto rispetto per lei, per come se n'è andata via. Se c'è un altro che le sta accanto, certamente non sarò io a mettermi fra di loro, ci scommetto che non sarò io. Faccio un lavoro strano, vedo gente in quantità, e mi capita ogni tanto di sentire il suo nome in giro per le città. E non ci ho fatto ancora l'abitudine, o forse mai ce la farò. Sarà che sono troppo sensibile, o nella testa chissà che c'ho. Sole grande, luna blu, il passato è ancora qua. E so memoria e ricordi, il tempo prende velocità. Se tornasse da queste parti, il mio indirizzo la gente lo sa. Tu dille che può cercarmi, se trova il tempo mi troverà.
Per I nostri amici in Italia, grazie. That was Francesco De Gregori with If You See Her, Say Hello. He first released that in the late 1990s, and they put it out on the Masked and Anonymous film soundtrack in 2003. Great version, Italian version of If You See Her, Say Hello.
All across the telegraph, his name it did resound.
With 20 pounds of headlines.
Welcome to 20 Pounds of Headlines, a new segment here on Hard Rain and Slow Trains, where we round up news from the world of Bob Dylan. The big news, of course, which I mentioned earlier, is that there's a new album of all new songs due out June 19th. It's going to be released online, and it's going to have a CD and vinyl release as well. 3 of the 10 songs of the album have already been released online, and you can listen to them on YouTube or iTunes and a number of different platforms. Don't know the names of the other 7 songs yet. We haven't received word, nor will we anytime soon because of the new album, of what bootleg series is going to be released this year, but people are speculating online as to what will be the contents of Bootleg Series Volume 16. Every year since 2013, there's been a bootleg series or an archival box set, such as the Live 1966 box set that was released in 2016. So we can expect something, especially since any unreleased songs from 1970 are not released. Their copyright could be contested over in Europe. Yet, no official word on what the release this fall might be. Some people think it might be Infidels, covering those recording sessions that Dylan did with Mark Knopfler in Power Station Studio in New York City in 1983. Perhaps it could be. Other items in the news. Dylan has been forced to cancel his announced tours so far this year. On March 12th, he announced on his website that he was forced to cancel his 15 performance residencies that were going to take place in both Tokyo and Osaka this past April. And just a few weeks ago on May 12th, he announced on the internet that in the interest of quote-unquote public health and safety, and after many attempts to try and reschedule these shows for a workable time frame this year, he had to cancel his 25-night tour of the Pacific Northwest, the West Coast, the Southwest, the South, and the East Coast due to the ongoing pandemic. He was going to start that tour in Bend, Oregon, and speaking for myself and for Jeff, we're really sorry to miss him, but hoping he'll be able to reschedule and come back around soon. Other news in the world of Bob Dylan. There's a couple new books coming out that you might want to consider checking out. The first is from Terry Gann, and it's Surviving in a Ruthless World, and it's all about the album Infidels. Dylan was originally going to call Infidels Surviving in a Ruthless World, and Gann picked that up and uses it for the title of his book. I got a chance to speak with him briefly at the World of Bob Dylan conference in Tulsa last May and early June, and it sounds like he's been doing a lot of research in the Bob Dylan archives about this album, and also has been doing a lot of interviews with principal players that were involved in that album. Surviving in a Ruthless World, coming to a bookstore near you soon. Also, you might want to check out the new book of photography by Paolo Brillo. This is going to be a book of Bob Dylan photography, and it's being put out by Isis, a great UK-based fanzine that's been going on for decades. It's spearheaded by Derek Barker. Just Google Bob Dylan Isis and it'll come up and you can read all about it. This new book of photography by Paolo Brillo. And that's it for our first installment of 20 Pounds of Headlines. Bob Dylan tours a lot, but it's very rare for him to actually perform on his birthday. Let's go back to May 24th of 2000 when he did. This is in Dresden, Germany. Just after he returned for his encore, the audience sang him happy birthday and he thanked them. And he gave a 7-song encore, the last of which is this song we're going to play for you tonight, Blowin' in the Wind. At the very end of it, if you listen, he thanks the crowd, saying, I'll remember this birthday for a while.
How many rooms must I put on before you call him a band? How many sea spots I want to see before she sleeps in the sand? Must fly before the foot of a bed. The sea. How many
Now some people exist before they were allowed to be free. How many times must a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see him?
For a while.
Happy birthday, Bob. Playing acoustic guitar and singing harmony on that song from 2000 is Larry Campbell, who just got over a nasty bout of COVID-19. He and his wife Teresa Williams performed a version of Reverend Gary Davis's Let's Get Together right down here and released it on YouTube as a way of marking his recovery and their ability to get back together again. Glad to hear you're back on your feet, Larry. Now it's time once again for
Who Did It Better?
This is your chance to vote for whose version of the song of the week you think is better.
Go to the ends of the earth for you to make you feel my love.
Go to our Twitter page at @RainTrains, @RainTrains, and vote for Who Did It Better. Last week, Who Did It Better featured two versions of Bob Dylan's Make You Feel My Love, that of Billy Joel from 1997 and that of Adele from 2008. And the winner is... with 87.5% of the vote, Adele did it better. Thank you for voting at Rain Trains. When Bill Flanagan asked Bob Dylan what he thought of the many versions of Make You Feel My Love back in 2017, he said, "Yeah, one after the other, they all knocked me out." Congratulations to Adele. This week on Who Did It Better, we're featuring two versions of Positively 4th Street. We've played Dylan's studio version of Positively 4th Street a couple of times here on Hard Rain and Slow Trains. So let's compare a couple of live versions. First up, Jerry Garcia and Merle Saunders' version from 1973. This, of course, features Garcia on guitar and vocal, Merle Saunders on keyboard, Dave Grisman with a stellar mandolin, and Bill Vitt on drums. That was released on their 1973 album Live at Keystone. We're going to follow that up with an unreleased recording. In fact, it's a live audience recording from November 9th, 1994. Bob Dylan with his band in Nashville. Positively 4th Street. Listen closely and tell us who did it better.
Say you want my friend. When I was down, you just stood there grinning. You got a lot of nerve to say you got a helping hand. To begin with.
except surprise. You say, good luck, how are you? But you don't need it. You know as well as me, you'd rather see me have a
All right, you've heard both versions. Now, don't forget to vote. Go to Twitter and vote at Rain Trains. Also, you can leave comments, requests, suggestions. We're always looking for new ideas for who did it better.
Bob, get a little heavier on the cowbell.
Slap that drummer with a pie that smells.
What about that millionaire with the drumsticks in his pants?
We're having a rough and rowdy birthday celebration for Bob Dylan, who turns 79 on Sunday here at Hard Rain and Slow Trains. Bob Dylan and fellow travelers. You know what makes a party rough and rowdy? The drummer. Gives it that beat you can dance to. I really liked that version of Positively 4th Street from 1994. Let's listen to that same band perform a version of Series of Dreams featuring Winston Watson on drums. This is one of the few times Dylan really gives his drummer an opportunity to shine. He pulled Watson aside and told him, "This song is for you," before they started playing it, especially on their Asian tour in 1994.
Thank you.
Keith Moon and John Bonham are long gone. Al Blaine, Neil Peart, and Ginger Baker recently left us. So that leaves jazz great Jack DeJohnette still standing. He played with everybody from Miles Davis and Keith Jarrett to Esperanza Spalding.
Hey, Jeff, welcome back to the studio. Everyone stick around and listen to Deadish, and let's listen to Jack DeJohnette perform Bob Dylan's Lay Lady Lay, along with the great John Medeski on piano and John Scofield on guitar and Larry Grenadier on bass. Lay Lady Lay. Thank you.